There are two major ways in which you might use evidence from assigned texts. First, and perhaps most obviously, you may use data, quotations, and paraphrases from the texts to support your arguments about the texts themselves. For example, you will likely summarize key ideas from one or more texts in your paper, or make claims about what an author thinks or argues. Paraphrases or quotations from the text can provide useful evidence that your accounts of the author's claims are accurate. If you use text annotation techniques similar to those we modeled in Module 2, you can easily go back to your underlines or highlights to locate key points in each text. Also, if you are making an analytic argument about the texts, say that one is stronger than another, that they collectively rest on hidden and unproven assumptions, or that they fail to account for an important method or context, you will need to draw evidence from the assigned texts to prove your point. This is where your marginal comments and sticky notes may come in particularly handy. Your commentaries and questions can highlight important places where a text is particularly compelling and drives its point home, where it is confusing or seems to draw unwarranted conclusions, or where you felt particularly intrigued or dissatisfied for some other reason. These are all potentially places in which you can draw evidence from the text to support your arguments about them. Second, you may use data, quotations, and paraphrases from assigned texts in order to support your own original arguments about one or more of the framing questions. Most straightforwardly, you may draw on evidence to support an argument that is consonant with one or more of the texts. For example, let's say that you agree with Kahn and Middaugh that patriotic education is more about teaching toleration and respect for dissent than about teaching unquestioning love of country. You might pull examples from their chapter, as well as from Westheimer's and from Cook's chapters, to show why and how this kind of patriotic education is desirable and effective. Somewhat more ambitiously, you may draw on data or other evidence from the assigned text to support your development of a novel argument that is orthogonal to the texts themselves. In this case, you will be using evidence from the chapters for your own purposes, rather than to support a line of argument already forwarded by one or more of the authors. For example, let's return to the final thesis statement we considered in the previous module. That thesis claimed, "Ensuring the physical safety of its citizens is the most fundamental responsibility of any legitimate government. As a result, patriotic education must promote civic duty and commitment to the rule of law before promoting the important but secondary values of democratic deliberation and dissent." Someone writing a paper arguing this thesis may choose to use Kahn and Middaugh's Californian survey results to support their argument that civic duty and commitment to rule of law need to be fostered by schools. This isn't what Kahn and Middaugh are focused on, but the evidence is there to be used to support a novel argument.